everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, here for another Saturday of broadcast excellence.
Sounds like plagiarism.
Okay, that was a joke, I guess. We're gonna try our best. Well, they put a disclaimer in front of the show. It's just for entertainment only.
And after.
Anyway, welcome everybody, and we are simulcasting right now here at 105.1 FM, The Ranch, KMIL, and also at Rockdale KRXT 98.5 FM. You can check us out live here at Aaron's Gun Shop's Facebook page. It's a face made for radio, so go check it out. Tell everybody you know. Spread it on your social platforms to take a listen here. I have my wingman, the Colonel, Rafer Brown. Colonel, how are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. I've got extra water wings in my car.
We're going to talk about that, too. To my right, my special guest host today, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Christine, it's always a pleasure to have you in.
Good morning, Matt. Great to be here. I think the drought could be officially over in Texas.
I would think so. You would think so. If you can't flush toilets and it backs up, I would say that's a lot of water. Okay. Now, let me set the table here. Well, first of all, let me finish this up. If you want to be on the program, give me a call, 254-697-6633. Once it's all done, it's wrapped up into a pretty package, thrown over to the podcast side of things, and you can replay it on Apple, Spotify, Podbean, or go to aaronsgunshop.com radio show page. At the top of the page there, you'll see the recording. You can fast forward, do whatever you want, share it with people you know. Also, scroll down a little bit. In the center of the page, you'll see a donation button. If you feel led to support the program, because you like what you're hearing, and support the sponsors and all that so they can continue doing what they're doing as well. There's a donation button there. You can do it on a one-time basis or on a monthly basis. Monthly helps out a lot. It takes a lot of money to stay on a terrestrial radio station, so your help helps me and everybody else to continue it on. Check us out. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Follow us and all that good stuff. Let me set the table. We got a lot going on. And there's a lot going on in the world, so we'll throw out some headlines, and we can talk about it during the course of the show. We'll be doing devotionals and announcements. True stories, I've got that lined up for us. Actually, though, you've got to leave early, don't you?
I do.
Okay, so Colonel, yes. I guess it's just you and me doing
it's you and the Colonel.
Stories. We'll have the quote of the day. Judge Andy will be calling in. Ma's Place, Katie will be calling in. The Colonel is going to be doing our constitutional segment. Colonel, you want to give a teaser as to what you're doing?
We're going to talk about the Texas Constitution, the flow of power from the people to the people again, and also a little education for the newly elected who are going to swear their oath of office to a constitution they've never looked at.
I was just
going to
say, Colonel, we've seen that way too many times. We'll talk about it. To my right, once again, Christine Stevenson, Dollars and Cents. Christine, what's the teaser for today's show?
Teaser is CP30 letters are going out in droves to millions of taxpayers across the country now that filing season has, you know, kind of come to an end. And those letters are saying, hey, you need to pay some tax. So we're going to talk a little bit about that.
I hate letters like that.
I know.
Hey, you
DP
need to pay
30?
This.
CP.
CP.
Notice CP30.
Let's hit the word of the day. Now, once again, we've missed out on this 2 weeks in a row. We've gotten somebody to get the quote, or we've gotten somebody to get the word of the day, but we never had anybody get both of them. I've got a gift certificate to Ma's Place, a $40 gift certificate. And here's the deal. If you can give me the author of the Colonel's quote, and you can put the word of the day into a sentence, one person calling up one time, giving both answers, you get a $40 gift certificate to Ma's Place, and it's got some great food. You could feed two or three people on that gift certificate. Isn't that right?
At least three,
yeah.
Maybe four.
Yeah.
Not to mention everybody gets take home two meals.
All right. Now, the word of the day, it comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of the story. And if you can put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. And the Colonel likes your word of the day in a sentence. He'll give you a thumbs up. And if he does, you can promote your business, somebody else's business, some charitable event or cause. And in the same conversation, if you can give me the author to the quote, I'll give you a $40 gift certificate. Now, the word of the day is controversy. Controversy. It's a noun. Definition. Disagreement. Typically when prolonged, public, and heated. The headline reads, Elon Musk's choice for Twitter CEO is NBC advertising exec and World Economic Forum chair Linda Yaccarino. Colonel,
and she is a wild woke person.
If you only knew about the World Economic Forum and the Course for Young Leaders, she is one of them. And Jinda, what was her name? Jinda Lucerne?
Jinda?
New Zealand prime minister back in the day. She was one of them. And look at the dictatorship she did down there. I'm telling you, the World Economic Forum.
New Zealand, you're talking about.
New Zealand, yes. World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, it's a bad thing. But anyway, the word controversy comes from this paragraph. Elon Musk reportedly has chosen Linda Yaccarino, a seasoned media executive, World Economic Forum chairperson, and coronavirus vaccination campaign creator.
That's
to
right.
lead Twitter.
Put your mask on and keep it on, please.
To lead Twitter, hoping to bring stability to a platform that has been recently characterized by turbulence and controversy. Now, look, I've always said I would vote for Elon. Elon is doing a Trump mistake. Trump gets in there wanting to do a good job, but he doesn't know who he's got around him, and he got screwed because of it. It's the same thing here. Elon, I like you. I really do. I think you're doing great things, but you're not paying attention to who's around you. Hiring a person like this is crazy.
Now, how is she going to face up with Tucker Carlson? If there was ever a match made in heaven, this is it.
Colonel, while we're doing the word of the day, why don't you give me your quote of the day?
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
I like that.
Nice.
Now, we're getting into the last 15 days of the legislature down here, and they're doing a lot of stuff, and it's sure time, so it's hard. Turning on the heat.
Okay, one more time on the quote, please.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat.
Word of the day is controversy. Put it in a sentence. Give me the author of the quote. You get a $40 gift certificate. The number is 254-697-6633. Continuing on. Germany changes mind again. Will sell major stake in top port to China government-owned shipping giant. Colonel, they got the West Coast, they got the East Coast, they got the southern border, they got land around military bases, they've got major swaths of land on the border, they're buying up companies, they're buying land privately, they got over an 800 to 1,000% increase of Chinese coming from the southern border. Now they've gotten the ports over there.
And they've got at least 30%, well, they got Africa too in South America, and they've got 30 of our senators and paid for, at least.
Possible return of Donald Trump means the EU needs even more power, says top bureaucrat. That is a major source of information, that one headline. Everybody knows he has a major chance of becoming president if it doesn't get stolen. Everybody knows when he gets into position, he's going to change the whole dynamics of how things work. The EU saw it before. They're paying their fair share of NATO. They're saying that this guy's crazy. He does what he's supposed to do. Well, we're not used to this. So watch out. Watch out for this 24 election, what's going to happen. George Will. You know George Will? Washington Post columnist. Democrat Joe Manchin could launch third-party White House bid at end of year, which is totally ridiculous, stupid, worthless. It'll never work. It will only cause confusion, dilution, and division. Did I miss anything on that one?
I can't think of it.
I didn't think so. Moms. Moms, I love you because tomorrow's Mother's Day. And I want to wish all you moms out there a very happy Mother's Day. But we have a group of moms who just aren't with it yet. Mom's Gun Control Group urges Colorado governor to ban all guns. Ladies, let me tell you something. I say this with love and respect. Your heart's good, but your logic stinks. Okay? It's not going to work.
And we need more guns and more God in the schools. You can do with less guns, but you can't do with less God. The problem is the lack of God, not the too many guns.
Talk about God in schools. Student pepper sprays Tennessee teacher. Give me my phone!
I think, and the pregnant vice principal was there too, from when I read that story. She was the vice principal that was there with the principal that was pepper sprayed was pregnant. And she got pepper sprayed as well.
Wow. What about that other guy who body slammed the girl, the teacher, for taking the phone away?
Oh, yeah.
Catapulted her.
Oh, my gosh.
Catapulted her in the air, started kicking her. Charlize, is that how you say it? Charlize Theron?
Yes.
Atomic Blonde.
Charlize Theron.
Vows to F anybody up who's trying to F with LGBTQ people. I am losing actors and actresses by the day. I've got a wall. I mean, I don't really use it anymore, but I've got a wall. A cabinet I made full of DVDs of actors, and it's becoming more and more vacant because I just can't stomach these people. you know, I have nothing against a person who wants to go from a guy to a girl, and they're doing it on their own. But when you mess with children under 18, and I only use 18 because, all right, if we're going to be legal about this, I got to have a benchmark, and the benchmark is 18.
I think the benchmark's been lowered by the Dell Children's Hospital down here in Round Rock when they started messing with toddlers, two-year-olds, with gender dysphoria. You got to give me a break.
All right, these I want to get through these real quick here because I definitely want to get them out. Mayorkas, we can solve the border crisis by opening the border.
Oh, my God.
How stupid is that, man?
They'll come to your house, then.
Right.
Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas refuses to recognize cost of illegal immigration to American citizens. Florida Attorney General Moody, Biden says he has to release migrants after asking to cut detention capacity. Any excuse to continue it on. Mm-hmm. New York City County Executive Mayor Adams is dumping migrants out. I'm sorry. Mayor Adams is dumping migrants on us without warning because he can't handle being a sanctuary city. It's always a great thing to be a sanctuary city until it comes back on you. You bunch of hypocrites. And then finally, how much time I got? 20 seconds. Perfect. Because this is all I'll give him. Beto tells InfoWars he wouldn't send Texas National Guard to stop border invasion. One of the reporters from InfoWars just happened to sit right next to him on a seat. He was very respectful, asked him the question. No, I wouldn't send Texas National Guard to stop the border invasion because you want it, because you're part of them, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Hi, Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Give us a call here if you know the answer to the quote the Colonel gave. We'll repeat it again, don't worry. And also be able to put the word controversy into a sentence, and you'll get a $40 gift certificate to Ma's Place. But now, we've been having a lot of rain here, and I think the phones are really wet, and we're getting static. So we're making things work. We're making it happen here. I've got Judge Annie trying to call in on the hard line, but it's not working too well. So I got him called on my cell phone. And I want to put the cell phone to the speaker, so if you hear a volume difference, that's probably why. But I think it'll still work. So, let me introduce to you now, Judge Andy Isaacs. Judge, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How about you? How about you guys? Everything is doing great?
Well, we're still here. We didn't float away, so we're okay.
Yet. It's supposed to rain all weekend. Yeah. You know, one of the things that, as a Christian, we have to learn to adapt, to overcome, to adjust what we do and everything, but we never compromise. We never compromise our beliefs and what we believe in our faith in Jesus Christ and what we believe. We have got to get ourselves so strong that we cannot be shaken in that area. That no matter what somebody says or what controversial thing they say, we believe in the same thing. There's one way to heaven. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings by saying this, but it doesn't keep it from being true. There's one way to heaven. And this idea that there are a lot of ways is wrong. Our world is getting turned upside down, backwards and forward. It's just unbelievable what some of the stuff is. I just read you something this morning, which was AFN. It was on AFN that Kansas City is going to be an LGBT safe community. What does that mean? You mean it's not a safe community now? I'm just, you know, how we got to where we are. But once we jumped off this cliff, if you'll notice, it gets faster and more ignorant all the time. And we've got to stand firm. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, what are you waiting on? I've had some of my kids that have come through camps that I'm just not ready. But I'm telling you this right now. Being ready ain't got nothing to do with it. You better get on board because the time is short. And I mean it short. So you need to make up your mind where you want to spend eternity. You want to spend it in a mansion on the hill, or you want to spend someplace where it's really hot? Just up to you what happens next. And I'm not going to cut it any other way. You don't have to walk down an aisle in front of a bunch of people and feel like you're embarrassed or you're too good. You can do it from your kitchen table, in your car, or wherever. You just have to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and ask for forgiveness of your sins, because we're all sinners. I may be one of the chief ones of it. So we're all there. So we don't have a choice anymore. There's no waiting. Let's think about this for a little bit. Let's see if I'm ready. You better be ready, because Jesus could come back tomorrow and then it's too late.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that.
I mean, he could come back. There's not one Christian person. Ask Father John. There's not one Christian person that would be surprised if the rapture happened tomorrow or today. Would not be one of us.
Well, I want to finish the show first.
Well, you might try to fight your angels off.
No, you know what'd be sad if I'm the only one standing behind the microphone because everybody else, boom, they're gone.
Go ahead. Where'd everybody go?
I'm gonna grab a hold of somebody's leg and hang on. That's what I'm gonna do. We're there. All the parameters have been met. All the stuff has been met. We're there. So, God, we've got to get ourselves back to what we're supposed to be. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, first off, we thank you for the rain and thank you for all the change. But, Lord, help us to be strong. Help us to be steady. Help us to do the right things. Lord, we know what they are. We just don't do them. Lord, just let us help us to stand and to be strong and not to worry about the bruises and the bumps we're going to get, but stand up for those that can't stand for themselves. Do the right thing. Read our Bibles. Pray more. Lord, we just need to wake up and do what we got to do. I'm so excited about what's coming up, but I'm so apprehensive because there's so many of my loved ones that don't know you. Lord, help them to know you. Let me know what I need to do to make sure they do. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Man, MSRMinistries.org. We got the vets coming in Thursday afternoon, and we are excited to have them.
Now, is this the male vets or the
these are the female. Male vets.
Oh, okay.
These are the males. So,
That means you get to participate instead of being in the kitchen, right?
That's right. I got to get out there and get to work.
That
so
bad.
I don't have to stand behind at that kitchen counter.
Wait a minute. Being in the kitchen is participating. If you don't think so, just skip one meal.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I didn't mind KP duty. I got to eat a little bit more.
I don't mind doing it, but I'm really not set up for dish pan hands, okay? So I enjoy it, but I don't get to interact with one. I don't, you know, very little conversation, very little anything. And I enjoy the interaction with the guys and getting to know them and talking to them. And some of their stories are unbelievable. But they're coming this weekend. MSRMinistries.org is a website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552. We are a 501c3 ministry, and we need your help. If you could possibly go to our MSR Ministries website, and there's a giving button on the top left-hand corner, and follow the prompts. Anything, any amount would be helpful. $1 million would be really helpful. So,
you know, speaking of money, Andy, I mentioned this before when you were here, and wasn't able to push it any further. I will, but let's talk about it again. I've got a 1964 military Jeep, and it's pretty nice. And
I've seen it is nice.
It's very nice, and it rides nice, and I've updated it, and it's just a lot of fun. It's just Matt's getting too old for this. He hurts when he rides it. His bones can't handle it. So it's one of those things. It's time to give it up. And I told you, I promised you, if somebody buys it outright from me for the price, I will donate $1,500 to Morningstar Ranch. So if you feel led to help support Morningstar and also acquire a very nice vehicle, that's the deal. I'll do it. I will sell
it.
Go ahead.
And those Willys Jeeps are pretty much indestructible.
And I've got this thing. This thing's pretty modified. I mean, it still looks like a military Jeep, but it's got drop gate, roll bar. It's been converted from 24 to 12 volts. There's a video of it on the website. Yeah, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the products page. Scroll down, bottom left, I believe it is. I took it off my phone, so it's a little bit, it's not as clear as it could be, but you'll get the gist of it. But anyway,
all right.
You buy it, $1,500 goes to Morningstar Ranch.
God bless you, Matt. I'll holler at you later, and y'all have a great weekend.
All right, thanks, Andy. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, that wasn't too bad off of a cell phone.
No.
Emergency situations, we can do that. Now, I want to thank McGuire Tire for sponsoring this segment. Casey and the gang, I've been dealing with them for over 20 years when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. They can do the same for you. They can help you out, square you away. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple, and you can give them a call at 254-773-3114. Belton is 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors and support the program. Speaking of which, I'll be talking about two new sponsors that I got. And I take my sponsors very seriously. They trust me. They have faith in me. And I will do a lot to ensure that stays intact. And so I appreciate it very much because without them, I cannot be on the air. But now I do devotionals Monday through Friday. I've been doing it for a long time. Long list of people. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do it on air as well. And today will be no different. And since I do it Monday through Friday and today's Saturday, I just go through the week and pick one that I want to do. And I thought this time we'd have a little fun. Today's devotional reads, "Good morning. God created us and in us a sense of humor." Let's have some fun today. Funny Bible questions. And this is compiled by a guy named Howard Culbertson. I said, okay, Howard, I want to copy what you got here. Here's the question. Who is the greatest financier in the Bible? Any bites? And if you know it, don't say it, because if I gave you the devotional. The answer is Noah. He was floating his stock while everyone else was in liquidation. Ha. Nobody's laughing.
That's right a dad there. Joke.
That's a dad joke.
All right, here's another question. Who is the greatest female financier in the Bible? And the answer is Pharaoh's daughter. She went down to the bank of the Nile and drew out a little prophet. Oops, that should read prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. I'm getting groans and groans. Here's another question. What kind of man was Boaz before he got married? The answer?
Ruthless.
Ruthless. Now, this is good because you go, where did this joke come from? Well, go read the book of Ruth and you'll find out. Another question. Who was the first drug addict in the Bible? This is great. And the answer is Nebuchadnezzar. He was on grass for 7 years. Now, if you read the story of Nebuchadnezzar, he got too smart for his own good, and the Lord put him back in check. Last question. What is the one thing that Adam and Eve did after they were kicked out? Answer, they raised Cain. Ooh. All right, I close. Each joke would be good to reference and to learn more about where it came from. But for today, just smile if you can, okay? Have a blessed day. All right, we're going to take a break. Not yet? How much time?
One minute.
I got 1 minute. Well, great. Then I got some announcements.
10 seconds ago.
I got a new sponsor, El Green Chile Meat Market across the street from the station here. I went in there. It used to be a restaurant 2 or 3 different times, and not good. Not good at all. Flopped, obviously. I go in there, and as soon as I walk in, I go to Francisco. I said, this is going to be a success. I can see it, the way you're running it, the way you're handling it, what you have to provide. It's a meat market. Also, they serve breakfast, dinner, and all that at kids' place. But they got seafood, fruits and vegetables. Even got a beer cooler. You need to check them out. I'll do more. We'll have a proper commercial on for him soon. So until then, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. If you want to be on the show, give me a call, 254-697-6633. I forgot to mention, I've got Father John Gizaldo not in studio. Even Father John needs a break. He's on vacation. So I did a recording of him about 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago.
Not even full two weeks.
And we're going to be playing a portion of that. And I did that the way I did it with Father John on purpose was I blocked him out for about 30 minutes specifically to do a replay just in case. So it ended up happening when we had to do it, and I'll be playing the replay of that at 10:30. Okay. Now I've got Katie from Ma's Place on the line. Katie,
not yet,
and this mic will be dead, right?
Yes.
Okay. Katie, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Are you getting drenched with rain over there too?
Yeah, we're getting lots of rain.
Well, this is a great opportunity for somebody to drive by, go in, and get a nice hot cup of Joe.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, tell us what's on your menu today. What do you got going on?
All right. We have stuffed bell peppers on special today with two sides, super salad. We have our country combo, our deep-fried chicken breast, and our hand-cut, hand-breaded chicken fried steak with two sides, super salad. And we also have our New York strip steak.
You know, Katie,
with two sides, super salad.
You know, Katie, when you talk about the name of the plate that you have available, you know, people have heard those names. I want to emphasize it's how you cook it and how you bring it and how much of it there is that is different from other places. There's an abundance of food. The price is right. It tastes great. And in the home style that you do it, it's a warm and cozy place. You know, people don't really get that when they just hear the title of a dish. But I want to make sure that everybody knows that. Anything else for dessert? What do you got for dessert?
We have pies. Okay, so we have apple pie, peach pie, key lime pie, cherry pie,
I'm going to have to start bringing handcuffs. I got to handcuff these people to the counter because they're going to leave the show before it's done to go get some pie. So it sounds really good. With a cup of hot coffee. Got some ice cream to go with that?
Oh, and Mom made homemade banana cake with cream cheese icing.
Woo! That sounds fantastic. Well, how can they get a hold of you? Can they do a pre-order?
Yeah, you can call me on the phone at 254-699-0011.
All right. And they get a 10% discount if they tell you they heard it here before you get to the register?
Yes, sir.
And I just want you guys to know that we've been pushing that if somebody can call in and give us the quote of the day and put the word of the day into a sentence, they get a $40 gift certificate to Ma's Place. So we're going to see if we can't get that accomplished and get that person out there. So be prepared for that, okay?
Definitely.
Fantastic.
Sounds good.
All right, Katie, it's always a pleasure to speak to you. You take care and be careful, all right?
All right. You guys have a happy Mother's Day and have a great day.
Yes, you too. Happy Mother's Day. Now, I have the Colonel, Rayford Brown, going to give us the quote of the day before he does his segment, and then I'll give the word of the day one more time. I'll give the word of the day now. How about that? Word of the day is controversy. Definition, disagreement, typically when prolonged, public, and heated, comes from this sentence. Elon Musk has reportedly chosen Lucinda Yacerno, a seasoned media executive, World Economic Forum chairperson, and coronavirus vaccination campaign creator, to lead Twitter, hoping to bring stability to the platform that has been recently characterized by its turbulence and controversy. That's the word, Colonel.
All right. When you can't make them see the light, Make them feel the heat.
Call me at 254-697-6633. Give me the answer to both of those, and you win a $40 gift certificate to Moz. Colonel, take it away.
All right. This morning, we're going to cover a couple of areas. We've just finished up our local elections, and there'll be a lot of people that are just taking their oath of office, or they've already taken their oath of office. But we'll discuss this because a lot of them don't really know what they're taking an oath to support and defend. And before we start that, let's look at some sources where you too can become educated about this. The first one, let's talk about the U.S. Constitution. And a very simple thing is heritage.org/constitution. If you just type that in your browser, it will pop up the Heritage Foundation's Constitution, and they have with this highlights or hot links, and it takes to some excellent discussions. So it's very informative, very good. It's my favorite Constitution link. And then for Texas, all you type in is Texas Constitution, and the first thing that comes up should be statutes.texas, and you click on that, it takes you to a page, and the first choice under that is Texas Constitution, and it is a very easy to navigate page when you get the quick feel of it, and you too can become an expert on the Texas Constitution. All right, how does power flow in the Texas government? Sometimes we wonder what we've got counties and cities, and we've got the state legislature. A newly elected officials will also be sworn in accordance with the Texas Constitution. So let's start at the first of the Texas Constitution, the preamble. I start that with we, but humbly invoke the blessings of Almighty God, the people of the state of Texas do ordain and establish this Constitution. And this is the Constitution that was written February the 15th, 1876. Now, since the communists have started taking over this country and we've de-emphasized religion, the Almighty God we've kind of lost track of, and we've kind of also lost track of our government. So we do have some issues here, but we need to get back to the Almighty God part, right? The Constitution, Article 1, is the Texas Bill of Rights, and I might add, creator-given rights, that shall not be infringed by the state. There is no one section that lists all powers granted to the state. We kind of tell them the ones they can't mess with. Now, the state is delegated the power to subdivide into counties, and then it delegates certain powers to the county and restricts others to the legislature and general law. Article 9 of the Constitution covers counties. Article 11 talks about municipal corporations, that's another word for cities, and their powers. By general law, the state controls cities. However, the county judge is the highest executive officer within a county. So up in Bell County, Judge Blackburn, he's the man. So in the city, the county commissioners, and they have a county court, all right? And that's how we break it down and take care of your roads and stuff. Cities over 5,000 may elect to set up charters, and some cities can have home rule where the resident citizens can write or rewrite their charters. And the temple is an example of a home rule city, and they have a charter, and this is where all your local ordinances come from. Now, many of the duties of counties are involved with hospital districts and indigent care, and then your county roads and bridges. And then there are some roads and bridges that are retained for the Texas Department of Transportation. Now, the Texas Constitution, compared to the U.S. Constitution, is very lengthy and detailed. And remember that the states were first, and the states formed the federal government. So our Constitution is ahead of the federal government until the 1920s, when the Democrats again got to pushing the federal Constitution, Bill of Rights, down onto the states. All right, so now we have the Article 1 Bill of Rights. This is what is in the Texas Constitution. If you want to have a little fun, just ask your newly elected representative to whatever level of government, what is Article 1 of the Texas Constitution cover? Well, it'll be a big surprise to you. This is the Bill of Rights. It has 35 sections. And let's read just a few of them here. The general statement.
Wait, Colonel. I got to say something. You're very educated. I'm the guy on the street. I want to recap what you just said. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a person who's going to be elected. We got a minute? Okay, that's perfect. We got plenty of time for the Colonel. A person's going to get elected, and they're going to swear an oath. They're going to raise their hand and say, by God, yes, I swear this. And the Colonel's telling us now, these people don't know what he's about to read. Think about that. Colonel, go ahead.
Okay. Article 16, Section 1 is the oath of office. That's where all this comes from, and all the requirements for documenting it and recording it, and the people haven't read it. So that the general, great, and essential principles of liberty and free government may be recognized and established, we declare. And that's Article 1, section, the starting of the Bill of Rights. The first section of the Article 1 is a freedom and sovereignty of state. And we will come back to this.
Yeah, let's come back so we don't cut you off in a sentence. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us. Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, give us a call, 254-697-6633. The Colonel has been teaching us. He's going to continue to teach us. And if you got a question, you got the quote of the day, and you want to put the word of the day in a sentence, give us a call. You get a $40 gift certificate from Ma's Place. And Colonel, it's all yours, buddy.
All right. The Texas Constitution, we've been talking about Article 1, Section 1, or Article 1, which is the Bill of Rights, and there are 35 different sections under that. So our Bill of Rights is much longer than the federal Bill of Rights, and I'll remember that these are limiting government and also the legislature. It works. Controlling government is a purpose of constitutions. Government's power always tries to get more power, and that is a problem. All right, let's talk about some of these sections in Article 1. Freedom and sovereignty of the state. Texas is a free and independent state subject only to the Constitution of the United States and the maintenance of our free institutions in the perpetuity of the Union depend upon the preservation of the right of local self-government, unimpaired to all the states. Now, inherent political power, Republican form of government. All political power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their benefit. Think about that. The government is supposed to be for the people's benefit, not for the benefit of the bureaucrats.
And the people, because of the ignorance, are given the power to them.
That's right. The faith of the people of Texas stands pledged to the preservation of a Republican form of government, that means representative, and subject to this limitation only, they have at all times the inalienable right to alter, reform, or abolish their government in such manner as they may think expedient. All right, that reads very much like our U.S. Constitution also. Section 3, Equal Rights. All free men, when they form a social compact, have equal rights, and no man or set of men is entitled to exclusive separate public emoluments or privileges, but in consideration of public services. All right. Another one, Section 23. This is where it's similar to the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, Section 23, right to keep and bear arms. Every citizen shall have the right to keep and bear arms in the lawful defense of himself or the state, but the legislature shall have the power by law to regulate the wearing of arms with a view to prevent crime.
And that would be like a license to carry rule.
That's right.
Okay.
And which we've gone back to constitutional carry without having to pay there. Of the 35, there are two more that bear considerable understanding. Section 28, suspension of laws. No power of suspending laws in this state shall be exercised except by the legislature. All right, now, this is laws. This is not the Constitution. The legislature should not have the power to waive the Constitution. Now, there are situations where the legislature says that by a supermajority they can waive all their own rules and the Constitution. And I disagree with that, but that's my personal opinion. And then again, this goes back to 1876. Section 29, Bill of Rights is excepted from powers of government and inviolate. To guard against transgressions of the high powers herein delegated, we declare that everything in this Bill of Rights is accepted out of the general powers of government, that means the legislature laws, and shall forever remain inviolate, and all laws contrary thereto or to the following provisions shall be void. Right? Now think of this is what they said, and now we have the government tromping all over the Constitution, and the state government is no different. They tend to do these sort of things too. So we have issues with the Constitution and with our people when they disregard the power that of the Constitution and the people, and the government starts stepping on the people, we have real issues. And this is where we need to know our Constitution, demand our rights of our elected representatives, and keep them informed of what they can and cannot do. So until we stand up and say no, and this brings me to next week's lesson, which will be on saying no, Article 6 of the Federal Constitution. And sometimes it's called annulment, but it's just using your rights.
Now, Colonel, today's program, I'm kind of tight scheduled because people have to leave and do certain things. Christine Stevenson, Dollars and Cents, is coming on at 10 o'clock. And we've got about, what, 5-6 minutes right now? Okay, so Colonel, with that, let's recap what you're saying, because you're, and you know me, I'm always messing around when I say this. You're an educated man, and I'm a street guy, okay? So what you're doing is you're giving out the details precisely how they are, but sometimes a person like me, I'm moving fast, things glaze over, so that's what's good about me being on here with you. I'm the 25-cent guy, so let me come back to what you just said for people who may have heard what you were saying, but may not have grasped it all, and you correct me where we're wrong. The bottom line in this show, what we're trying to do, in this particular segment specifically, is to empower the listener, the citizen, they have the power. They're the ones who have the power. They think, oh, those people in office have the power. No, you have the power to put them in there because we have judged them, we have vetted them, hopefully, and we say this is the person for the job because the person who swears the oath understands what they're swearing the oath to. Would that be accurate?
It would be. And let me go back and throw in some stuff here. I've gone back now. I'm on statutes.capital.texas.gov, and the very first thing here, after the preamble, you can click on which section, and it gives you a drop-down menu that has all 17 articles of the Texas Constitution. And let's just run down those right quick. The first one is the Bill of Rights. Article 2 is the power of government. Article 3, legislative department. 4 is the executive department. 5 is the judicial department. 6 is suffrage, voting rights. 7 is education. Now, Article 7 is very long because it goes into all the taxes and all of the public lands that were donated and set aside to raise revenue for the school system. So it's a very long one. Taxation and revenue, Article 8. That gets longer every day. Article 9 is counties. 10 is railroads. And this one is very interesting because of the 9 sections, 8 have been repealed. And the only one left just says that railroads are public transportation. Then 11 is municipal corporations. Private corporations, 12. They skip 13 for some reason, and 14, public lands and land office. 15 is impeachment, and 16, general provisions, which are the oaths of office. And
Colonel, I compare the Constitution to the Bible. For somebody who's novice, it's mumbo jumbo. And let me clarify what I mean by that. I was raised a Catholic, grade school, reading the Bible, mumbo jumbo to me. I just didn't have a brain to focus on it. I would read the four Gospels. I say, why am I reading the same thing over and over and over again? But if you get something in the Bible that clicks with you, a little snippet, that's why I did those jokes. Those jokes, ah ha ha, where'd that come from? And somebody reads, they go, huh, that was interesting. And all of a sudden you use that little bit of interest to feed another segment. So the Bible and the Constitution mumbo jumbo, that's why somebody who's new to it, if we can break it down to its simplest form and give a nugget, they go, I didn't know that. And one of the nuggets would be, hey, ladies and gentlemen, the citizen out there, you have the power, not the person elected. They are supposed to work for you. If you grasp that and say, yeah, that's right, you work for me. Well, that's just part of the puzzle. Part of the other part of the puzzle is, do you know what you want them to do for you? Do you know when they're going off track? Do you know when they're going rogue? And you have to learn a little bit more. So you have to read the four Gospels to read in between the lines of what each one of the Mark, Luke, and John said, because each one gives a little bit more than the other person did or gives a different angle of it. So if you start checking out your Constitution, say, hey, wait a minute, I get it now. This is, I have the power. This person didn't do it. He swore an oath, but now he's contradicting what he swore an oath to. You can call him on it, right?
And let me go back now and run through the different sections. I think I got just enough time to read all the different sections of Article 1, the 35, and this just to give you some information right quick. Freedom and sovereignty of the state. We covered that. Inherent political power, Republican form of government, equal rights, equality under the law, religious tests shall not be used, witnesses not disqualified by religious beliefs, freedom of worship, religious service protections, appropriations for sectarian purposes, freedom of speech and press, libel, searches and seizures, rights of accused in criminal prosecution, bail, denial of bail. There are three different sections on that. Habeas corpus, excessive bails, double jeopardy, right to trial by jury, and we've got commitment of persons of unsound mind, bill of attainder, taking property, imprisonment for debt, deprivation of life, liberty, outlawry of transportation. You can't run from the state.
All right, Colonel, we're going to go to a top of the hour break. But before you do that, Christine, once again, give us a snippet when we come back of what you'll be talking about.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about CP 30 letters that are coming out from the IRS. And there's lots of them going out.
Get your note-taking material ready. She's great with what she does. We'll be back in 3 minutes, top of the hour. See you on the other side.
Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron. Or call them at 254-697-6966.
Wanted was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Everybody to the Aaron's High Captain Mitchell Radio Program, hour number two. Matt, your host. We are simulcasting right now, right here at KMIL 105.1 FM, The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. You can check us out live here, stream us live at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And if you want to be on the program, give us a call, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, once it's all done, it's wrapped up, thrown over to the podcast department, and turned into podcast on Apple, Spotify, Podbean. You can check it out, share it, spread the news. If you want to be a sponsor to the program, just give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Got a couple new sponsors on. Thank you very much. I appreciate all my sponsors. They have a lot of trust and faith in me, and I don't want to let them down. I won't do that for you as well. I will uphold the great standards that you expect. Anyway, right now, I am privileged to introduce to you once again, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, Dollars and Cents. Christine, welcome to the program. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Matt. I am doing well, doing well. You are listening to Dollars and Cents with Christine. If you want to get a hold of me directly, call me, text me at, what's my number? 737-234-0196. Had a momentary loss.
It's okay. They probably didn't write it down. If they didn't write it down, remember.
That was really fast.
And I always say this, if by now you don't know, it's aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, and Christine's link is right there.
There I am.
Worst case scenario, if you forget, you can go right there.
Yes, so I'll say it again, 737-234-0196.
And one other thing, I had done an interview with Christine a few days ago.
Yes.
So if you go to the Facebook page.
Great interview.
It was very good, very good. If you scroll down a few posts, you'll get to see it, and you can check it out. She's got a lot of great information there. Go ahead.
Very good. Thank you, Matt. So, again, send me a text, call me, leave me a voicemail. You will go to my voicemail, and I will call you back, and I'll probably send you a link to my calendar, and you can drop on my calendar, and we'll have a conversation about what's going on with you and your money, or what's going on with you and the IRS. And that's the focus today. I am wearing my official IRS enrolled agent hat. I left a spiky black pointed heels at home.
Wear it well. It's very
thank you,
muscular.
Yeah.
It symbolizes what I'm totally into. That's great.
That's group right. Group therapy. So I am going to be talking this morning about CP30 letters. Those are being sent out in spades now that the preliminary tax filing season is over. And a CP30 letter, if you haven't gotten one, that's great. If you have gotten one, I'm sorry. You are going to need to do what the letter says.
Does CP stand for anything?
It does, and I can't remember off the top of my head. Shame on me. So computer processing or central processing. I forget what it is, but it stands for something. So what is a CP30 letter, and what do you need to do about it? And more importantly, how you can avoid it going forward. So a CP30 letter is essentially saying you are getting a penalty for underpayment of estimated tax.
Yay! Gee, I got a letter.
You got a letter. And so basically you didn't pay enough tax all year long. You didn't have enough money come out of your paychecks, your withholding tax. Not enough came out. Or if you're self-employed, you didn't make sufficient estimated tax payments all year long. And now you're getting this letter from the IRS that says, oh, because you owe more than $1,000 of tax on your tax return or a couple other parameters, and we'll look at those in just a minute, now you have to pay some tax. And there are very few circumstances in which you can get this penalty waived. For most people, I'm sorry, you're going to have to pay it. And that's kind of the way the ball bounces. It's unfortunate. And I talk to so many people, high income earners, that are already paying tens of thousands of dollars in tax through their withholding. It's coming out of their paychecks. They're already sending this off to the IRS. And then they owe more tax, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. That's their tax bill on their tax return. And so they pay that, or they get into some kind of payment plan, an installment agreement. And so now they're paying that if they can't pay it in full. And then on top of that, it's like salt on a wound. The IRS sends them the CP30 notice. Oh, you have to pay a penalty because you didn't pay enough tax all around. It's a really unfortunate situation. And it can be fixed. It's pretty simple to fix it. It requires a little bit of tax planning, but
is the purpose of the penalty to be greedy, or is it an incentive for you not to screw up?
No, it's an incentive to help the taxpayer come into compliance.
Okay.
That's the wording.
Voluntarily.
Voluntary compliance. Yeah, I talk about voluntary compliance in my book, by the way, How to Avoid Trouble with the IRS, the 10 Best Tax Tips for the Self-Employed Gig Worker and Indie Contractor. It's also available on audio. Any audio retailer will sell that to you, and it's available on Amazon. But the voluntary compliance really means you preparing your tax return instead of the government preparing your tax return. So the voluntary part is you doing it and not the government.
It doesn't mean that if you don't pay that they won't hold a gun to your head.
At the end of the day, yeah, they try not to.
They bought a lot of bullets and guns, too.
Yeah, but they don't hold guns to your head. So we have a pay-as-you-go tax system here in the U.S., and I talk about that a little bit in my book. And so the expectation is you are having enough withholding tax taken out of your paychecks all year long, or you're paying sufficient estimated tax payments if you're self-employed. And all people have to fill out a Form W-4 for their employer. That's required. And that tells the employer how much tax to take out. Now, you may have done it correctly, but there's a whole set of circumstances. It's more than just your wages, your paychecks. Maybe you have retirement income. Maybe you do really well in the stock market and you have capital gains. That's income. Maybe you have a rental house.
Well, wait a minute. How does that connect to just being employed?
Well, I'm talking about all of the income. You might do it right on your W-4 and have sufficient withholding come out based on the amount of money you're making as an employee, but now you have to factor in all the other income sources that you have as well. So it may end up that you owe these large amounts of tax due. And this is what I see all the time. It's tax planning. You got to figure out what to do. So again, you're getting a penalty because even though you paid a lot of tax all year long and you paid this huge tax bill at the end of the year, you didn't pay enough.
Christine, I do what I do with the guns and I see stuff all the time. It's because, and I know the answer to why I see it all the time. Is there an answer to you when you say you see that all the time?
There
is. Is it because of lack of knowledge?
It's lack of knowledge, absolutely. It's primarily lack of knowledge. People simply do not realize, even though conceptually, yeah, we pay all this tax, the actual dollars and cents of it, people really don't get it.
Okay, so it's not malicious, it's just ignorance.
No. And we talk about, the IRS talks about willful intent, willful neglect, rather, to not pay versus reasonable cause to not pay. Most people, it's reasonable cause, or they're scared. They're afraid of the IRS, or they don't have the money to pay the estimated tax, or they have very little withholding tax come out because they're scraping by, or they don't even have to be scraping by. With the cost of everything going up like it is, mm-hmm. they need more money in their daily, day-to-day living, in their household income, so they don't have as much withholding tax come out of their paychecks. And then it kind of bites them, you know, sort of in the rear end when it comes time to filing their tax return. So it's a balancing act, and it can be tricky. And here's the rub. You can be charged a penalty for underpayment of tax even if you end up getting a refund on your tax return.
How the hell does that work? How does that work?
Because you haven't made enough, you haven't made sufficient payments all year long. It's craziness, I know. It's very counterintuitive.
There's no special thing, you know, being an old previous IRS agent,
no.
What you do now to fix that?
No, well, again, it comes back to, you got to look at your W-4 with your employer. You really have to know how much money you are making, all year long. You have to pay attention to that and run some estimates.
So it's quarterly, right?
Well,
you have to meet the goal quarterly?
You have to meet it quarterly, especially if you're self-employed. If you are only a wage earner, that tax is taken care of through your paychecks. You are meeting the rule of the law by having the withholding tax come out of your paychecks. You're fine there. But if you're self-employed particularly, you've got to make estimated payments, and you have to make them on time. If you miss the due date, you know, by a few days, okay, well, make the payment as quick as you can. But you can be penalized for not paying on time, and you can be penalized for not paying enough. And it's
Christine, I look at the IRS, and I don't want to steal your time, but this is important. I look at the IRS as a mob, okay? And they come up to you and say, look, we're going to protect you, but it's going to cost you 20%. I say, here's your 20%, leave me alone. So when it comes to taxes, hey, look, I want my taxes done right so they're off my back.
Yeah.
At what point in your opinion, in your experienced opinion, would it be smart for somebody to just hire somebody who knows what they're doing? You pay them, it's actually going to save you money in the long run from not getting penalized for the mistake you made.
Yes, you need to get a little bit of tax planning, which is different than tax preparation. Everyone has their tax returns prepared, and a lot of CPAs, they prepare the tax return. A lot of tax preparers at the big block stores, they'll do your tax return, and they'll say, here you go, you have a refund, or you got to pay this tax. But they don't get into, well, help me out. You need to ask. I need help. Help me get into some tax planning. And it's not super complicated. It takes a little bit of while. You're going to have to pay for it. But that's the part. You pay a little now to save yourself a lot later.
That's my thought process.
Yeah. It's
How
worth it.
How much time I got, Shelby? 20 seconds?
Yeah.
About that. Okay.
20 seconds. Okay. So estimated due dates for tax. This is important. It's they're always the same every year. April 15th, June 15th, September 15th, and January 15th. These are the date, January 15th of the following year, to make additional tax payments to be on time. And that's very well known, those dates. You can do that and save yourself some money.
I've got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, dollars and cents. We're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, she'll continue on. See you on the other side.
Star Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Camp Adventure Radio program.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Dollars and Cents is her show, and she's giving you lots of common sense ideas and things to do to fix any problems that you've got. And you can give her a call. If you can't remember her number, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, scroll down, and you'll see her link right there. You can click on it and get to her. Go ahead,
Christine. Thank you, Matt. Okay, I've got, what, 12 minutes, 11 minutes, about and that, 10 yeah. seconds, something like that? Okay, so yeah, 737-234-0196. Give me a call, send me a text. I will get back to you. So I've been talking about the CP30 letters, notice CP30 letters that are going out from the IRS right now. Those letters are stating that you have an underpayment of estimated tax for the year, and now you have to pay a penalty. By and large, the letter is going to be correct unless your tax return actually has something wrong with it and you need to amend your return or adjust it in some way. The CP30 letters are mathematically accurate, and I'm sorry, you're going to have to pay the tax. There are, however, a couple of circumstances that this penalty can be waived, and so I'll talk about those really fast. If you are in a part of the country that suffered a natural disaster, hurricane, flood, earthquake, that's, you know, an act of God, the IRS will waive the penalty. If your house burns down to the ground, that is a very unusual circumstance. The IRS has the authority, again, to waive the penalty. Now, you have to ask them, and my recommendation is to first pay the penalty so you avoid additional interest accruing on the penalty, and then you request the penalty be, the technical word is abatement, but you request the penalty to be refunded on their form 843, request for penalty abatement, and they should give that back
to
you.
It's almost like a dog on its back with its belly up saying, hey, I'm doing what you want, please give me mercy, right?
Kind of it is. Yeah, you're pretty much always at the IRS mercy. And the other circumstance is if you retired before age 62, you or your spouse, if you're filing a joint tax return, or you are disabled and you didn't pay, you had an underpayment due to reasonable cause, not willful neglect. And that's what we were talking about earlier. If you are underpaying because of willful neglect, which is basically a, you know, attitude of screw you, IRS, I'm not paying you any tax, that's willful neglect, and you can get into trouble and they won't waive the penalty. But reasonable cause, you know, you have a family member that, you know, gets cancer and they're in chemo treatment and you have to take care of them. That's a reasonable cause to not be paying the tax, you get injured in a car accident and you're in the hospital with a broken leg, you know, for 3 months. These are reasonable causes that you can have the penalty waived. But again, you have to tell the IRS that you want that, and you have to tell them on their form, which is form 843, and you have to state why they need it in writing, and then they can make their judgment and waive it, and they should waive it for all intents and purposes. So how do you avoid this in the future? That's the big thing. Please go Google or use your favorite search engine, whatever, the IRS estimator withholding tool. It is an estimator tool, so it is estimating, but it's pretty accurate. And what it will do is take information. You have to go to the website, put the information in off of your tax return and your most recent pay stubs. And if you have more than one income in the household, or you have more than one job, you need your most recent pay stubs. And you put this information into the little estimator tool, and it projects all the way to the end of this year in 2023. And it will come up with a balance due or a refund. And if you have a balance due, now is the time in May to adjust your W-4 with your employer to have more withholding tax taken out. Or you know that for sure when the next due date for estimated payments comes up, which is June 16th, and then September 15th, and January 15th of next year, you need to make an additional payment. You need to pay more tax.
So the IRS is telling you, hey, do yes. this and we won't jack with you. Do it, and if you have a question, then do the question later.
Yes, yes.
So you're not penalized.
So you're not penalized. Okay. So the withholding estimator tool, again, it's an estimator. It's not 100% accurate, but it's way better than guessing or doing nothing. And I recommend this tool all the time. After you go through the tool, I suggest look up Form W-4. The form itself is one page, and there's two pages of instructions, and then it comes with the fourth page, which has a really interesting chart on how much withholding tax to take out based on your pay, especially if you are a two-income or more household. It uses kind of this little graphing, not a graph. There's just a chart, and it's very useful. And both of the people earning money go in. You look at your income, you look at their income, and it gives you a little ideal. This is how much withholding tax you need to take out. It's a little chart, but anyway, it's on the form W-4, and you can look that up. And then you give your employer, your payroll department, HR department, the new W-4, and they will go in and make the adjustment. Now here's one little thing that a lot of people don't realize. If you are a high income taxpayer, so Colonel Matt, give me a dollar figure for what you think the IRS might consider is a high income.
$75,000.
$200,000.
Okay, you're wrong, and you're too low and you're too high. $150,000 if you're a married couple.
I said 75 because
yes.
we think we're broke and they think you're rich.
And yes. $150,000 if you are married filing jointly. Or if you...
$75,000 a person. See?
Yes. yes. Or, yes. good job, Matt, or $75,000 if you're married filing separately. Here's the thing. You are required to prepay 90% of the tax for the current year. That is not... You might think $150,000 is a lot for a married couple, but it's not really. But it's, so it's a very low threshold that the IRS says.
But paying in advance 90% of it is a lot.
Yes, is a lot. Absolutely. That gets into your household budget. Yes. That gets into, okay, there's not as much money in your wallet. And that's really problematic for a lot of people.
Christine, why do they make it so complicated? And I think the answer is, I mean, I could probably do another one because politicians do this, that, and the other to get favor for votes. And that's why you get such a convoluted
yes,
tax system, right?
Power corrupts. An absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
As compared to a 15% flat tax,
yes.
It seems so easy.
I have flat tax. I'm all about flat tax. So you can also go to IRS Publication 505. Look this up. Get the PDF version. Forget the HTML. It's just really awkward to read. Get the PDF version of IRS Publication 505. Scroll down to page 19. And on page 19.
You're so exacting. It's amazing.
Hey, I'm trying to help people out. There is a chart. Figure 2-A, do you have to pay estimated tax? There it is, right there, yeah. Do you have to pay estimated tax?
It's on Facebook Live, you can see it on the screen.
It's a... You can see through it, yeah. So this publication, this chart will help you to a certain degree understand if you have to pay estimated tax. IRS Publication 505, I forget the name of the publication. But again... Help yourself out. Now is the time to do it. It's May. We're not quite halfway through the year. If you want to make a change to your payroll, do it now. It's easier to absorb it over the next 6 months than it in October or November when all of a sudden you see, oh my gosh, I'm going to owe $10,000 to the IRS. It's too late. You can't adjust your withholding. Your household can't absorb that substantial loss of income coming in. So do this now. Help yourself out. So that's what I wanted to say about the CP30 letters. Also, the IRS is now reinstituting something that they held off during the COVID-19 declared pandemic. They held off sending out a lot of collection notices, specifically lien and levy notices. A lien is something that's filed against your house.
So they do have a heartbeat.
Yes.
Okay.
A levy is something that will, they will levy your bank account. That means they'll freeze the money that's in your bank account. Those notices were, they were rescinded. They weren't sending those out. Well, that's gone now. Beginning this month, in May of 2023, they're going to start sending these notices to taxpayers again. They will first, however, receive notice CP-14 that says, hey, you have a balance due. That's the CP-14. After that, they're going to start sending out the lien letters and the levy letters. And we have, I'm quoting this from a source now, we have heard reports that the IRS is anticipating sending out between 5 million and 8 million CP-14 notices.
Let me ask you something. Based on your experience, being IRS, doing what you're doing,
yes,
financial
yes.
things, do you see cataclysmic event here because of the country the way it is with economy, people who may not be knowing what's going on, the withholding of these for 2 years, being inundated with 5 million plus people? Do you see like, oh no.
There's going to be a deluge of phone calls to the IRS. We can't pay this. And people like me that work in tax resolution, we can't pay this. What do we do? And so that's what's going to happen is I always recommend you must take care of yourself first. The IRS can wait. There are ways to work with the IRS. They got to take the back burner, but you always take care of yourself first. Keep your lights on, your mortgage paid, car payment, gas in the car, groceries. You got to do that.
Christine, time's running out.
Yes.
Tell everybody how they get a hold of you, what you got going on.
Give me a call, 737-234-0196. I can help you resolve your issues with the IRS. Happy to do so.
All right. Christine, it's always a pleasure to have you on. I know you got a trip going on, so be safe with the trip. And we'll get you back here next time. And ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to have Father John Gizaldo. I have a recording of him, of an interview I did, and we'll replay it. And you'll get to enjoy him. He wasn't able to make it. Father John needs a break, too. But Christine, thanks again.
I love Father John.
We'll be back.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Your host. You want to be on the show? Actually, we'll postpone the phone calls until the 11 o'clock hour. Last couple weeks, not even 2 weeks ago, I had a nice long conversation with Father John Gazzaldo. Father John is a regular on the program. He comes on once a month, and we try to. I can't get a specific Saturday because he's just got a crazy schedule. So we try to calculate it out when he'll be on. This month, though, the guy needs a break. He needs a vacation. So he took a vacation, and I knew that was coming up. So I did the interview in a way where the first 30 minutes would basically be his segment here on the show. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to replay the segment. Now, I might cut off a few words because we're doing it off a replay here, but you'll get the gist of it. But Father John is awesome. He a priest at St. Luke Catholic, no plural, no possession. Catholic Church had a temple. It's a beautiful church too. And you know, if you've got questions for him, feel free to contact him through there. And you can always go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and his link will be there as well. So what we're going to do, Shelby, we're going to replay the
we're going to start 90 seconds
in. About 90 seconds in. If you hear me chattering a little bit, Father John will be talking soon. So why don't we just do that now? We'll take a break in about 10 minutes or so, normal time, and we'll continue to play. So there you go.
Nut that is huge.
Sorry.
And I love this, the backdrop of the Last Supper with our Lord in that first Eucharist. But lately, it's been on my mind, like a few nights ago, and tonight I'll be speaking to young people. And I'm concerned for them because they are concerned. When it comes to basic Christianity, it's kind of something some of them were born into, but some of them are not. I've spoken Central Texas College in Killeen last week.
How'd that go?
Well, it was supposed to be, it was at a world religions class, and there was only two Christians in the whole class. It was 30 or 40 kids, young people anyway. But just basic reality, what is real, what is true? So tonight, you know, I'll speak with a bunch of Catholic kids at St. Joseph's in Cyclone, about 18 of them, that's all. And she's got a stack of questions from the kids. Now, 50 years ago, they would ask about what's a sin, what's not a sin. You know, how does God hear all of our prayers? You know, did Jesus really rise? They'll ask something like that. They'll ask, not anymore. They ask questions about their very bodies, who they are as people, and they're just inundated with the LGBTQ. agenda. I call it the rainbow rage and the alphabet mafia.
Wow.
And they're absolutely being challenged in their very bodies to question even their humanity. You know, are they persons? Because in a couple of the schools here, I won't say which one, we have some kids who are self-identifying as cats or other things. And what's really disturbing is a lot of times the teachers are not able to challenge them. Pushback. We have some psychiatrists and psychologists here at this church, psychologists, and they'll tell me their profession has totally backed off. Just a And it spills over into Christian life, into the claims of Christianity. Christianity makes a bold claim. It claims that Christianity is true, that Jesus is not only the Son of God, but also God the Son, and he is for everybody, and what he did for us on the cross can be applied to everybody. But you find out in some of these classes in world religions, philosophy of religion, you hear this all the time as the kids walk out the door. Oh, it's all the same. You know, what you believe, and what I believe. That's kind of postmodernism. But what's postmodernism, is that what I believe in true is you better celebrate that. And because I say it's true. So I'll give you an example. I was in the classroom and I was talking about just general philosophy, reality, if God exists, what does that mean for us? But I got down to basically, I pointed at someone in the first row and I said, let's say you were an atheist. I say Jesus is God. You say he is not. I say God exists. You say he does not. And then I said, one of us is wrong.
That's right.
I said, can both of us be right? You would be shocked. A whole group of kids on this side of the class, I'll never forget it, they go, no, both of you can be right. I said, what? I didn't know what to do with that. How can both of us be right? Well, if you believe that, then that's fine. You can believe that. That's right for you and that's right for him. I said, no, one of us is wrong. Both of us could be wrong, but we can't both be right. And it's this extreme relativism. Extreme, like a Pope Benedict calls it, the tyranny of relativism has been pushed on all our kids. So I told them, I said, if you can self-identify as whatever, then you can tell your teacher over there, I self-identify as an A student, and you better affirm that. And they all started giggling, and I wasn't giggling. I said, is that real? What authority to tell you? You know, who tells me if I think 2 + 2 = 5? That's my reality.
No hurt feelings here.
And they were, yeah, that's true.
Well, John, I see a lot of people following Satanism.
Oh, it's gaining ground.
If you go up, you must be able to go down. Otherwise, why would you have the word up? If you go in, you must be able to come out. Okay.
Yeah.
So if there is Satan, there must be a God, and if there is a Satan, there's doctrine, and there's God and the doctrine.
Yeah.
It's the same thing you're talking about. What is stopping these
people? So if you talk to Satanists, like people in the Satanic Church, they'll say, we really don't believe in Satan as a person. It's just a symbol, a way to live. Do what you want, which is really what Satan wants. Just do what you have. You vengeance, take it out on him. If you're greed, act on it. Do what you wilt. Do what you wilt. Now, some of them are secretly what we call Luciferians. They have black masses where they sacrifice a sacrificial altar, which is a woman. They're always trying to get our host to take back to their seances and defile them. But on the surface, they go, it's just us to be freedom. We want to be free to do what we want. We don't want to be constrained. And, you know, it's a rage against authority. I'm going to do what I want to do. And, you know, in this, practicing Satanism lets me do that. Now, some of them really do believe that there is no God, there is no heaven or hell. You're going to go on the ground and rot. But some of them will secretly say, no, we really do. We think Satan promises a couple things. Power. He promises, if you let him in, he promises secret knowledge, vengeance. He promises all these things. And it's intoxicating. If someone's kind of alone, lonely, feels ostracized, they can be vulnerable.
Isn't that the same thing as a cow being told, look at these beautiful acres of green grass.
Mm-hmm.
You can spend all your whole life there as long as, you know, you stay within the confines of the fence. But just one day there's going to be a bullet or a rod going through your head. Mm-hmm. Would you want to stay there? So he promises you, who would want to do that when they know what the end result will be?
Well, it can be exciting. They want to make special friends, but don't actually believe that. You know, it's just more fun to be to follow your own instincts, your own impulses, and that's what, you know, people do that, and they'll say, you know, it's like the sin in the garden. You know, we're not supposed to eat of this tree. What does the serpent say? Come on, did he really say that? He, you will be like gods. It's almost a worship of self. The Church of Satan, Anton LaVey, you know who that guy is, or Aleister Crowley, it comes down to a worship of self. I am God. You know, that's what Nietzsche said. Nietzsche said, I am the Uberman. I am. It's a will to power. And that can be intoxicating. That can be, but it makes you a slave to your own devices. It makes you, in the end, like you mentioned it, whenever someone is actually possessed by a demon, the demon always overplays his hand. Because everybody around go, this is real. This exists. Therefore, God must exist. Some of the most holiest people were once being harassed, abused by the evil one. And God let that happen to bring them out of it. That's what the story of Job. And he allowed the evil one, Satan, to tear apart his family, to kill his family, to take everything, to make him have all those things. And it was an invitation. You know, can you worship me now? Can you choose me now? Or are you going to curse me and say the heck with you? That's what, remember, that's what all his family and friends wanted. It was to curse God because it seemed unjust. But the evil one wants you to give in to this hate, give in to the rage, give in to your own instincts, you know, if you want to.
And it happens many times on very small scales.
Oh, yeah.
But those small scales add up after a while.
And then you are a slave to it. You have no, you've lost, you're a slave. It's just like the, you know, the Roy Grace and a perfect image of someone who's totally trapped by their sin is, what's that character in Lord of the Rings? My precious. My precious. It consumed him. It consumed him. I can't believe it was the name. I've read the thing and watched all the movies. It just consumed him. They both loved and hated the ring, willing to die for it. You know, in that very last image.
Hit it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, 3-minute break, and we'll continue on with Father John in just a minute. See you on the other side.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Finishing up the second hour, final segment with Father John Gazzaldo. I had recorded him in an interview a couple weeks ago, and since he wasn't able to make it, he's on vacation, we're just playing part of it. And so to cut the chatter and get right back to him, that's what we're going to go to. So Shelby, go ahead and keep playing him, and we'll kill the mics here.
Not that it's huge.
Sorry.
And I love this, the backdrop of the Last Supper with our Lord in that first Eucharist. But lately, it's been on my mind like a few nights ago, and tonight I'll be speaking to young people, and I'm concerned for them because they are concerned when it comes to basic Christianity. It's kind of something some of them were born into, but some of them are not. I spoke at Central Texas College in Killeen last week.
How'd that go?
Well, it was supposed to be, it was at a world religions class. And there was only two Christians in the whole class. It was 30 or 40 kids, young people anyway. But just basic reality, what is real, what is true? So tonight, you know, I'll speak with a bunch of Catholic kids at St. Joseph's in Cyclone, about 18 of them, that's all. And she's got a stack of questions from the kids. Now, 50 years ago, they would ask about what's a sin, what's not a sin, you know, you know, how does God hear all of our prayers? You know, meat. But I said, but you would think killing a child is, that should be illegal, right? Yeah, why? Well, that's just not a good idea. Why? What's your reasoning? Saying in my worldview, that's wrong because a child is made in the image and likeness of Christ, and it's in a violation of his dignity or her dignity. What's your reason? I just don't think it's a good idea. So you think that's a good reason? If someone disagrees with you, they just disagree. It's a matter of taste.
Father John, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
If you take that example into the political world, and somebody says, this is wrong because of this, and I can prove it, no, that's not right. Well, prove it to me. Well, it's just wrong. It's just not right. They can't give answers.
Because they know there's objective truth.
There's something. Yeah, that's right.
But out here, like the Netherlands, they're euthanized children down to 1 year old. I mean, it's making it, because I think, like with the abortion issue, it has to be consistent. They're coming out of the womb. There are philosophers like at Princeton, I can't think of his name right now, but he thinks a child should be able to be aborted until it's 1 or 2 years old. And that's horrific. It's horrific, but it's perfectly consistent. Because he says the same thing we do. Hey, it's inside the womb, outside the womb, what's the difference? And I say, that's a good question. Peter Sanger, his name is, teaches at Princeton. So those are the kind of things that are on my mind. I'm very concerned for our young people. Many of them are depressed, addicted, confused.
So what do you see when you see those people, and some do come to the faith? What was it that caused them? Just to the point where they couldn't handle life anymore the way they were doing it?
Yeah.
Or is...
Yeah, that's a complicated question. Most kids come to the faith here because their parents bring them. When they become teenagers, their parents drag them. Now, if we can get them away from here like Jesus did with his apostles in heaven, them powerful encounter in a personal way with the Lord, sometimes they can bring it back. And we have to feed that. We have to nurture that. We have to nurture that. If it is not nurtured, the world is just too enticing. Because, like I said, I know many kids that we had were great youth group kids. And then they went off to college, even sometimes religious union, but mostly secular college. Next thing, they find themselves in a psychology, sociology, English class, and they come back Marxists. How did that happen?
It's called college.
How did that happen? And we paid for that to happen. We paid, the parents paid for that to happen. They come back radical because we seeded Christians. And in some ways, conservatives.
Read the 45 points, read into the congressional record, and that was one of their objectives, to take over the schools so they can indoctrinate generation after generation people to think like that, which is contrary to how this nation was formed. This is a Christian nation.
Yeah, and the purpose of education is to grasp truth. That's what the purpose of education is, to see what is true. The only reason to believe anything is if it's true. That's it. If Mormonism is true, we should all be Mormons. If Judaism is true, then we should all be. But people don't believe, they think of it, religion anyway, is like McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, whatever suits you.
That was one of my questions. One of the questions was, why is it Catholicism is the one that seems to be so attacked as compared to the other forms?
Yeah, so like with Protestantism, you know, what is Protestantism? They protested the church. So for them to have their very existence, they define themselves. Like, what does non-denominational mean? It defines itself as not something. It's defining itself as in opposition. So Protestants define themselves in opposition to us. So that's the first thing. Once you have all these splinters groups off of Mother Church, well, they're inherently anti-Catholic, because then if they weren't, they'd have to come back to Mama. So they have to justify their existence and say, we're the fullness of the faith.
I want to say something.
Yeah.
I'm a visual guy.
Yeah.
You know, if you're watching me here...
Oh, you're a visual guy. Yeah.
If you're watching me here on Facebook, if this gets replayed and you don't see it, I'm going to show Father John, here's the word of God. And then somebody didn't like it, so they splintered off. Mm-hmm. And from that splinter, they splintered off.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got this big, it looks like one of these sports... graphs.
Exactly. It looks like
And so if you're looking at the board and you go, what do I believe? I go, well, everybody's got their own opinion. I'm going to cut it here, get rid of that, and go back to the word. But so once you had a conversation where you said that word is
a person,
which you're saying is Catholic.
No, it's Jesus.
Yes, I know. But
Jesus is the word, and we believe that Jesus is the founder of Christianity.
So
he founded a church. And for anybody,
that's what we're gonna.
And for anybody in history, anybody who believes that Jesus founded a church, now you have a challenge. What church did he found, and does it still exist? I think the Orthodox and us can make a very bold claim. The Orthodox churches—they have all seven sacraments. They differ with us. One different. It's more political, but we can talk about that later. But if you don't think Jesus founded a church, if the church is invisible, then I become the church. They'll talk about Jesus as the Word, but they'll talk about the written Word, the Bible. It's me, God, and the Bible. I become my own.
Say that again. I just gave you that illustration. Here's the Word. It splinters. We go back to the Word. And you're saying the Catholic Church, the Orthodox Church, believes that Christ is the foundation of that Word, that church.
Okay. That it subsists. Now, I'm not saying that Protestants are wrong about things. What I think the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church make the same claim. We have the fullness of the Christian faith. Do I think, you know, like Episcopalians, they're Christians?
I know they are, but...
But they lack things.
That's why they split it off.
Yeah.
Well, I like that, but I don't like this.
Well, they don't like divorce, remarriage. Oh, and now the Episcopal and Anglican Church have split so much, we can't even bring them back.
And I'm not knocking anybody. Yeah, I'm just saying...
I am.
Okay, well, I'm going for the truth of... Matt is going for the truth of my brain, because I'm trying to figure this all out, too. So when I say these things, it's not to put somebody down. It's me speaking out for an understanding.
So we believe, and I think that the Bible testifies to this, that Jesus had authority. He had authority, and he passed that on to 12 of the bozos. As the Father sent me, I send you. He breathed on them. He gave them authority to forgive sins and retain sins. He said, do this in memory of me. Did all this before he died. He passed on and he told Peter, you are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. He's giving him, and we believe that Peter had a special role amongst the apostles. Like Luke 22, he tells him, once you have turned, you must strengthen your brothers. He had a special role amongst the apostles. You must strengthen them. And he gives them the keys of the kingdom. He doesn't give everybody that. He gives the 12 the power to forgive and retain sins. But he gives Peter, changes his name, like he did Abraham. We're all Abrahamic religions. And he changes Peter's name, and he gives him keys. He said, that's a sign of authority and office. Now I give you my office amongst these apostles, and forgive sins, drive out, and bring us our daily bread. Forgive people, bring them, and I need you to do what I did. And he did. He died.
Now we are ambassadors of Christ.
Sure.
We're soldiers of Christ. Are we apostles of Christ?
Apostles, one who is sent. Disciples are ones who follow. All those things. But we have different roles in the church. Everybody, as Christians, when we serve Christ, this is the difference between myself and a lay person. A lay person, by their baptism, serves in the name of Christ. They come in the name of Christ. We, as priests, we must, and bishops especially, we serve in the person of Christ, persona Christi Capitis. That the body of Christ has really two images, female and male, ecclesiologically. We talk about the church as the bride of Christ. She receives. She's open. So it's very female. So spiritually, we're all female, all of us, because we receive. But when it comes to our relationship with the world, we are the body of Christ, and that body is male. And what is that body supposed to do?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to finish the hour. Fade it out with Father John there. I wish you could hear it all, but if you want to hear it, just go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, scroll down, I don't know, 5 or 6 posts at this point, and you'll be able to watch the whole interview. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I got Judge Bill Whitmire in the studio, the Colonel. We'll have a whole bunch of discussions. See you on the other side.
The owner of AMC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to AMC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. AMC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, it's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357, or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, hour number three. Simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, 98.5 FM at KRXT. Also, you can check us out live Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. If you want to be on the program, got a question, if you can give the quote or put the word of the day into a sentence, you get a $40 gift certificate from Ma's Place. The number is 254-697-6633.
What's the word of the day?
The word of the day is... You really want to know what the word of the day is?
Well, yeah, that's why I asked.
No, I didn't forget. I didn't forget. I wanted to read the definition. It's controversy.
Oh.
Controversy. It's a
or
noun.
Controversy if you're in England.
And let me read to you the sentence that it comes from. Elon Musk has reportedly chosen Linda Yaccarino, a seasoned media executive. Now, I know you may not be into this, but I know Klaus Schwab and World Economic Forum and what they do with young leaders, okay? World Economic Forum chairperson and coronavirus vaccination campaign creator. That scares the crap out of me. I like Elon Musk. You know why? Because he's independent. He doesn't need special interest. If you wanted to run for president, you know what you're getting. But he's doing a mistake that Trump made. He gets in there on his own accord, and then Trump surrounds himself with bad people. And I think he's doing the same here. So the word is controversy. We can have a long discussion about that. Let me continue on with this. If you, yeah, Colonel, go ahead.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat.
I want you to check out all my sponsors. If you don't know who they are from the commercials, you can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and all the sponsors are there. You can click on them to their links. Please, ladies and gentlemen, they have faith in me, and I'm having faith in you as the listener to at least check them first to see if they can take care of your needs, whatever those needs are in those particular businesses. If you go to the radio show page at aaronsgunshop.com, if you scroll down, there's a donation button. If you felt led to do so, please donate on a monthly basis. It helps to pay for the bills for the terrestrial radio. It costs a lot of money to stay on the air. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like and follow us on Facebook. Good to go. I've got Judge Bill Whitmire, Milam County Judge Bill Whitmire in the studio. Yes, I almost did it again, Judge Andy. And so, Bill, it's good to see you, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Doing all right, man.
Well, you're crazy.
You almost call me my neighbor. I mean.
Well, that's right.
Yeah,
you guys.
Have a fun call for Bill.
Let's see. I don't know. I'll have to figure
it out. I've been on here too long.
Bill, here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
For the next 30 minutes, we're just going to go over some of the articles we touched on. And then at 11:30, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be doing true stories. I've got the Colonel here, Shelby, and Bill, and myself will be reading true stories of self-defense. And then the last part of the segment, we've got some announcements to do and other things as well. But right now, let me read to you a few headlines once again. I want to get your opinion on this, Bill. Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, quote, "We can solve the border crisis by opening the border." Another headline says, he says, refuses to recognize cost of illegal immigration to American citizens. What he's meaning is, you should be happy these people are coming in because there's jobs available and nobody in the United States wants to do these jobs and we have these people to do these jobs. Then you have Florida Attorney General Moody says, Biden says he has to release the migrants after Florida asked to cut the detention capacity. And then New York City County Executive says, Mayor Adams is dumping migrants on the U.S. without warning because he can't handle being a sanctuary city. What do you think about all that, Bill?
It's the Democrats basically imploding on themselves. I mean, Mayorkas is Washington, D.C.'s version of Baghdad Bob. Remember that guy? Oh, Americans aren't coming as the American troops are walking down the street behind him there in Baghdad, there's and his family's packing up the house. You know,
bomb goes off on top of the
So Mayorkas is that. That's who he is. I mean, you know, the difference between the Republicans in the House and the Democrats in the House is that the Republicans actually want enough hard evidence to be able to go through an impeachment on Mayorkas and Biden. Whereas by this point, if the Democrats, if the shoes were on the other foot, a Democrat House would have already been going after him. Would already had started impeachment proceedings on a Republican president and a Republican DHS secretary if we were in the same position. You know, I found a clip from Bill Clinton. I think it was his fourth State of the Union address the other day, and I posted it on my Facebook. And you can go to just my regular Bill Whitmire Citizen of the United States Facebook, and it's there. And he ripped what's going on right now. 30 years ago, you know, I mean, ripped an open border and how bad it would be. And what is he? I mean, it's like crickets coming out of him right now. He hadn't said a word, although, you know, Robo Hillary's been running around talking about it all the time. Oh, it's not an issue. It's a made up issue. Bill won't say anything. Of course, Bill may be getting beat by her. I don't know. I mean, yeah, he don't want to say anything. I mean, I'd be scared of her, too. Heck, I mean, but the fact is the position of the Democrats now is the position of the socialists, the positions that Bernie Sanders had 30 years ago, the position that folks had 30 years ago, and it's a sham. It's
don't call me
sham.
Crazy. I know I'm crazy, but don't call me crazy here. Look at Mayorkas.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I've got a lot of experience dealing with people, body language, personalities. That's my job. I study it. That guy's a lion sack of you-know-what.
Yeah.
What causes him to do that? Is his soul sold? Did he sell his soul to the party? Because the Democrat Party circles the wagons. They know how to do it well. I salute them for that because they know how to do it. So they pick him and say, look, Mayorkas, you do this and we'll take care of you. We'll protect you.
I don't even think they have to tell him that. He's a party hack. And he just goes along with what's told.
What's the mental capacity that one would want to do that?
You know, a lot of people ask me that all the time about certain people that have been in office here in Milam County. Why would they do that if they knew that? Because they don't care. They don't care. It does not affect them. When did you ever hear Kamala say anything about the border? Only when Greg Abbott stuck illegal immigrants right on their front doorstep. And that's the first time she said something.
I can't believe there's not something on the backside that's benefiting them for saying what you just said they do. They don't care.
They just don't care.
They don't care because they're getting a stipend on the backside. What's going on? Are they getting
Right. Everything's working in their favor right now. And so those things they don't care about because they can't sell it. You know, it's not an issue. It's just that they can't sell it. What can they sell? We need to be more woke. We need to be more inclusive. We need to help people. We need to give them a leg up. These people, they're not illegal aliens.
How do you get around this?
This guy says
we can solve the border crisis by opening the border. What's the mentality thought process in that?
Because if you just open the border, then to them it's not an issue. Look, they don't understand things in real terms. Mayorkas is a person.
I disagree. I think they know exactly what's
going
on.
He's a person who's never had to work in his life. He's never had a real job in his life. He's never had to work in his life. He doesn't care. I mean, that's the whole thing. He does not care about.
Understand?
It, you know.
And we talk about equality. All right. If they say open borders, just let it open. There are 350 million people in the United States. There are 7 billion people in the world that want to come here. That's the U.S. population is 5% of the world population, and they can't all come here.
But where's the only
us to the lowest common denominator where nobody wants to come here.
What's the only country that we would consider civilized that has not had any terrorist attacks, that has not had any problems with immigrants or anything? Can't think of it. It's Poland. You know why? Because they close the border. They have people around the border. It's fenced off.
Yeah, that's right.
And they have such a tight immigration policy that it almost takes an act of God to be able to move there. But guess what? They don't have any terrorists. They don't allow anybody from Muslim countries to move in there. I mean, but they have closed everything off, and they have not had any terrorism.
You know, I haven't heard any Polish jokes lately either.
I got a few. They're in a book outside of the truck. But I mean, that's when you want something, you know, to give you proof of this. That's it, you know. I mean, in the fact that my Orcas and them, when we talk about that, Matt, the biggest thing is they're opportunists. And that, you know, look at Biden's whole career. Biden has shifted from one side to the other, to the other, to other, because the opportunity was there for him to pounce on it and take and get
moral
positive out of it.
So this goes right back to what I said last segment, and that is when you're going to vote for something, Mayorkas didn't get to his position without going through the system first. So somebody had to elect him into a position.
Nope, never been elected. I don't believe he's ever been elected. I believe every position he's had has been an appointment.
So how'd they find this guy?
Little political jobs here and there.
Yeah.
Kissed butt.
Yeah. He's a bureaucrat. He's a lifelong bureaucrat. I don't think he's ever been elected. Colonel, you can look that up for us. You got a computer, but I don't think he's ever been elected.
You know, I mean this with my heart. I don't like to judge people based on what they look like or that kind of stuff. But you look at him, he looks like he's vacant upstairs. And he's just doing, he's parroting.
You know the term Peter Principle, for those out there that don't know what that means, it means you're appointed about two or three slots higher than you should have ever been on based on your ability. Well, he was Peter Principle about 25 years ago, and they just keep promoting him because he had the next job below it.
So he's 25 steps ahead of where he's supposed
probably to. Something like that, yeah. I mean, every time, if you don't know who Baghdad Bob is, please go look him up on YouTube. I'm sure there's videos of him. But
He was the
spokesman for Saddam Hussein's government, and the whole time the war's going on and they're getting their rear ends kicked by us, he's like, oh no, that's all propaganda, we're fine here, excuse me, I gotta go load up my house and get out of here, but we're good, we'll be back, you know, I mean, and that's what Mayorkas is. He's that guy. Remember on Animal House, it was like, remain calm, all is well, you know. I mean, for those that don't know, that was Kevin Bacon's first movie role. But, you know, that's who he is, you know. And it's just a useless part of the government.
Yes, thank you, Shelby. 20 seconds. Sorry, I'm getting into the conversation. All right. Screw it. I'm not even going to start another topic. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue on. I got some other articles here I want some opinions on. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. I'd like to hear your opinion on it as well. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
You had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hello to all of you on Facebook. It's good to have you aboard. If you want to check us out, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page. You can get to see my ugly mug. Make your comment if you like. Give us a call here at 254-697-6633. Judge Bill Whitmire is in the studio with us, the Colonel. Shelby, a board operator, doing a fantastic job. Bill.
Matt.
Yes.
Shelby. Colonel.
You know, I know you're familiar with China. So I want to bring this article up.
Okay.
Now, you and I, we come basically to the same conclusion, but we come at different angles at how we do it. And there's a lot of times we go down the middle of the road together. I have my thought processes about China. You have yours. But basically, the bottom line is it's a threat. Let me read this headline. Germany changes mind again. Will sell major stake in top port to China government-owned shipping giant. Now, before you get into your conversation, let me just put this out. It is well known China has ports at the west coast of this country, the east coast of this country. They've got stuff in the southern ports. They've got the Panama Canal. They buy land around military bases, large swaths of land at the Texas border. They've had an 800 to 1,000% increase of Chinese nationals coming across the southern border. We have a threat. Okay. What do you think about this, Bill, with China now getting a port in Germany? And they waffled, Germany waffled, and they finally said, okay, we will do it. That's because I think they got political pressure from China.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's quite a bit of that. They need the extra funds. Germany's having a lot of hard times economically because of a lot of immigration that they've allowed in that country. What we were talking about before with Poland, part of the reason why Poland is so fiscally strong now is they haven't allowed that.
Who turned off their natural gas?
So, or I get
it,
but
we blew up their pipeline. That's my opinion.
But
well, I would concur with your opinion.
There's a lot of economic issues. There's a lot of energy issues. There's a lot of just overall stress on that government to where they're having to make that, you know. But you look at it going even farther back, and we've kind of set this up ourselves when as a country we decided to pull out of the Panama Canal. You know, in my opinion,
Jimmy Carter. Thank you.
Now wait a minute.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Afghanistan too.
Hold on though. When we took Noriega out, we should have immediately rescinded that and said we're not going to give it up now. Because when we took Noriega out, that demonstrated how rotten the Panamanian government was. Which, remember, Panama is not a real country. It's something that we created. We created that mess, and then we gave that to China. And China has control over the Panama Canal. China has been very smart about how they've gone out and economically allowed countries more economic development with their moves to play. You know, you've played Risk before, and I know I don't mean to, you know, take it back to a game. And what's the best part about Risk is you have to set up those strategic places so that you can make one attack, be it an economic attack, a political attack, or an actual military attack.
And China has done it.
And they're doing it. They're still doing it. I mean, well, they're still doing it. When you talk about buying property here in the U.S., You know, and you hear all these folks say, oh, you know, it's
buying
not that.
Politicians.
Exactly. And, I mean, Swalwell is a huge, I mean, that's just a blatant example. And there's others that are more.
Turtlehead. What's Turtlehead?
Well, I don't know. I think he's a bad guy on Batman. But, I mean, that's a whole different story.
Turtlehead,
they've strategically put themselves, all over the place. In order to have that strategic ability to do whatever they want, economically, politically, or militarily.
But we've also had the CFR subverting us from the inside. The Council on Foreign Relations, one world, socialist government.
They don't even need that. They don't even need that, Colonel. They don't even need that. I mean, they've been able to do what they want because we've had too many political leaders in this old
country.
That's
the CFR.
It doesn't matter whether they're in it or not. It does not matter. None of them, for the most part, have a backbone to do anything about it, whether they're in the CFR or not. It does not matter. Once they get into office, it's what you talked about earlier, Matt. Once they get into office, they're subverted by things that go on in office, and they spend 75% of their time. They spend 75% of their time raising money just to get reelected.
Yep.
And they, you know, if you're going to do anything in office at the federal level, you got to do it in about the first 100 days because after that, you're on cruise control, especially if you're in the House of Representatives working towards the next election.
You know, Bill, I've been saying this for years. Where it was back in the day, somebody would mug you, take your wallet, and you're on your way. Now is they take your wallet and they kill you anyway.
Yeah.
Here, I can understand in the politics, look, I'm not stupid, I'm not naive. And I know Satan runs this planet. You're going to have people get in politics and they want to cut a little piece of the pie for themselves. But in general, they're like, okay, let's keep America safe because that's the goose that lays the golden egg. I'm going to skim some off the top. Now they don't even do that. They skim it off the top from the bottom and in the middle and give up their country to boot.
Yep. Well said. I mean, you know, I was thinking about this on the way in. 40 years ago, you had Reagan on one side and his polar opposite, Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill.
Right.
And we thought, man, those two guys can't be farther apart. If you put them on the political spectrum now, they're both just to the left and just to the right. And the fact of the matter is, it's not a matter of being farther left or farther right. You can't even look at a two-dimensional map of politics anymore. It's a three-dimensional because you've got these Republicans, you've got the log cabin Republicans being the gay Republicans. You've got the hard right, you know, war hawk Republicans being way over here. You've got the economist type Republicans over here. And the thing is, none of them get along. None of them try to work together. Everybody's so ate up with their own first world issues that they can't see what's best for the better part. And even though Reagan and Tip O'Neill were so politically apart in their day,
they had one cause, America.
And they had a meal together every week. Every single week. Can you imagine Kevin McCarthy and Joe Biden having a meal? First of all, Biden wouldn't even remember when it was. And then he would forget who he was sitting with.
See, ladies and gentlemen, that's what good politics is.
And that's
is.
The problem.
The core element, like I've always said, is the three pillars of this country. The Constitution on the left, the Bill of Rights on the right, and the one that holds up the roof line is the pillar of God. If you maintain those, you can have a Reagan and a Tip O'Neill and do your social programs and be your conservative financial ways, and we can all get along. You know, I always said this. Look, as long as you uphold the three pillars of this country, if you want to try a social platform for 4 years, and if it works and we do it in accordance to the Constitution, okay, I'll try it. If it doesn't work, hey, scrap it. Let's do something new. But when you chip away at what allows us to do that, I oppose you.
Yeah. I mean, how many times do we see votes now in Congress that are strictly party line votes? Almost every one of them. There's a great online graphic that shows the last 50 years of congressmen working together. And it used to be a mix of red and blue and working. And as you watch this graphic, it spreads apart and spreads apart until the last 8 years, where it's pretty much been very rarely has there been a line across the aisle. Very rarely. And once you get to that point, there's no room for somebody that was like, you know, remember Jack Kemp ran for vice president in 96 under Dole. And he called himself a bleeding heart conservative. There's no room for someone like that anymore, you know. And when you start to isolate those folks out of the equation, just like you said, politics break down, and that's where we are.
Time is limited. I want to change subjects on this. I want to get your opinion on this. Headline, George Will, Washington Post columnist. You know George. Democrat Joe Manchin could launch third-party White House bid at end of year. Why, Bill? Why would you do that? You're not going to win, especially on the Democrat side. The last thing you want to do is a third party and split the vote. He's not going to win. He's trying to run, and he knows he's not going to win his election when he's in his position.
That's fine. It'll hurt the Democrats. He'll be the Democrats' version of Ross Perot. That's who he'll be. He'll steal the election for anybody on the right. I mean, think about it. If Ross Perot doesn't run in 92, George Bush gets a second term, and we never have Bill Clinton. But that's what Manchin will do to the Democrats. I read that earlier this week, too, and I was like, man, that would be spectacular if he did that, because he would peel off enough Democrat votes, enough moderate Democrat votes, that it would polarize the Democrat Party.
You think it would work that way?
Well, you've got another one over there, too. You've got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. running on the Democrats.
But he's not going to leave the Democrat Party.
No, he's not going to leave the party, but he will split the vote. If he runs, he'll split the vote.
Well, I think Biden still wins that primary. If Manchin runs as a third-party candidate, though, he splits the Democrat vote in November, and the Republican has an easy ride in.
I'm cutting in because time is short. I want to bring up another topic. Trump is his own man. He can afford to do it himself. I like DeSantis, but he can't do it on his own. I've already heard chatter about who's helping him to do this. Go talk this way. Do this. Do that. The other. He's got influence from other people. He's not his own man. What do you think about DeSantis?
I've said this from the get-go. He needs to wait another 4 years.
I agree.
He doesn't need to be involved in this one. Any political clout that he had is being whittled away by this. And he's got an announcement right about now at 11:30 this morning. He's making an announcement in Iowa. I'm sure he's going to throw his hat
in. As a governor for Florida, just like Kristi Noem. I like Kristi, but she's not ready to go national level.
Well, I think he could be in another 4 to 8 years that guy that could run for the presidency, but he's not there now, you know.
So he needs to, and
Vivek is too young. I mean, people are going to see him. He's too young. He's, what, 36 or 37? I mean, he's just too young to be in there. But
he's getting started.
But, yeah, he's getting started, and it's a good first step.
Look,
but
I don't want to distract the population out there with new and up-and-comers. I want to focus on people who are eligible, ready, able, willing, and are ready to go into the ring. I don't need distractions.
But I think Trump is shooting himself in the foot right now with all these speeches and interviews, and it's all... Poor me, I've been mistreated.
And people love it. And they love it. And they love it because they're sick and tired of the crap that the Democrat Party's pushing. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Program at your host. Give us a call, 254-697-6633. Now, this segment here, I usually try to do it for the true stories of self-defense, and today is one of those days I can actually do it. I've got Judge Bill Whitmire with me, the Colonel Rayford Brown, Shelby, and I will be doing it. I'll start off with it, and we're going to learn what to do and what not to do in situations like this. Story number one. A wounded suspect is facing charges of attempted burglary of a habitation, criminal mischief, and criminal trespass after being shot by a homeowner in Texas in 2023. According to the homeowner, the alleged intruder rammed his vehicle through a locked gate to access the property, then headed to the front door of the house where he attempted to break into the residence. Police said the evidence at the scene supported the homeowner's statement. The attempted burglary was halted by the armed resident, who fired a round at the intruder, incapacitating him with a gunshot wound to the leg. When police arrived, the homeowner was holding the man at gunpoint. Okay, well, first of all, the guy breaks through the gate, comes up, tries to get in the house. The homeowner does what he does. However, the only bad part of the story, the burglar or the break-in person gets shot in the leg, which tells me the adrenaline was rushing, lack of training, shot went low because they anticipated the shot.
And when somebody rams their car through the gate, it does more damage to the car than they could probably getting cash from any house.
Well, in translation, that would mean you break through my gate, 99% sure I'm justified in the law. Okay, let me read my second one here, then you guys can go. While a crook posing as a customer engaged a Chattanooga, Tennessee motel clerk in conversation, an accomplice armed with a sawed-off shotgun burst in and announced a holdup. The clerk, 68-year-old Lawrence Denton, yanked a pistol from a desk and fired at the man with a shotgun. The latter fired once and missed, but two of Denton's shots found their mark. The wounded intruder died. His unarmed partner fled. Well, good for you. 68-year-old guy pulls out a shotgun, blows him away. You can't get better than that.
Pulls out a pistol, blows him away.
There you go. Can't get better than that. Go ahead, Shelby.
You got a mic. You give this one to me on purpose, it's good. At 5:30 p.m., the 34-year-old intruder forced himself through a window, and upon entering the home, he was confronted by the armed homeowner, who then shot him. Lake County Sheriff deputies were called to the scene, and the intruder was pronounced dead upon their arrival. Yes. The sheriff's office declared the incident to be a case of self-defense, and the homeowner is cooperating with the police.
Can't get better than that, can you? Do the second one.
Right back at me. I got it. Whoa. Alerted when she saw a strange car drive up to the occupants, knock on the door. A 19-year-old woman got a rifle and hid in a bedroom closet. When the men broke through the cellar door and entered the bedroom, she stepped out of the closet, trained the gun on them, and ordered them out.
You know, the only thing better than that, she did a good job, okay? And I don't expect a woman to confront somebody, although there's many women who would. Okay, but what I'm saying is, if you had shown that weapon to these potential intruders, it may have even prevented them from breaking through the door. So all I can say is be more confident with your weapon, and how you do that is get some good training. Okay, Bill, go ahead.
All right, an uninvited visitor to a Florida home encountered a resident ready and willing to defend his property early on the morning of April 7, 2023. At 6:40 a.m., an unidentified man entered the front door of the house, walked through the residence, and entered a bedroom where he encountered the homeowner. The resident was armed and confronted the alleged intruder, firing several shots at him, which caused the suspect to flee from the house. Police are still investigating the incident and have not yet found the intruder.
I didn't get that one.
All right, everybody in your home, when you're listening to the show and you hear me go, ugh, why did I go, ugh? Any idea? Shelby, I know you know.
Those bullets went someplace.
Those bullets went someplace. Look, if you're going to fire that, if you're going to pull the gun out, you better use it. If you're going to use it, you better hit the mark. Go ahead, Judge.
All right, Reverend Martin Giroux was asleep in the rectory of St. Anne's Catholic Church in Miami. When he heard strange noises, he grabbed his .38 caliber revolver and went to investigate. He found a would-be burglar trying to exit via a bathroom window. Father Giroux held the man who had a long criminal record for the police.
Can you picture this? You're at church. Okay, Father John, or not Father John, but Father so-and-so here, Catholic Church. And somebody comes in and does a dirty deed, and the father behind the pulpit pulls out his .38 revolver and takes that sucker down. I mean, hallelujah. Amen, brothers and sisters. All right, Colonel, go ahead.
A suspected burglar is in critical condition after encountering an armed elderly resident in an apartment complex near Chicago's O'Hare International Airport on Monday, January 30th, 2023. The elderly victim was inside his apartment at 10:30 in the morning when two individuals, a man and a woman, knocked on the door. After the resident opened the door to his unit, the two suspects entered without permission, and a physical altercation occurred. The 80-year-old apartment dweller was an Illinois firearms owner identification card holder and was armed. That's a good thing. He fired a round, striking the male suspect in the chest.
Yes.
The assailants fled the scene and sought treatment at a local hospital. The 80-year-old was battered and had several injuries, and is currently listed in critical condition.
I bet you that 80-year-old laying in critical condition is going, yeah, I got you, you sucker, I got you.
Well, but he took a pretty good beating. Both suspects are in custody and charges are pending. One nearby resident remarked that, I'm glad he protected himself. If someone breaks into my apartment, I'm going to do the same thing.
Amen,
right?
Brother.
All right. I wish that he had fired before he let the guy beat him up. But it's sure good that he had the gun on his person.
That's right.
Because he would not have been able to retreat and get it.
One of my biggest pet peeves is when people hear a threat, they go to check it out, then they go get their gun. If they feel anything's out of normal, they should get their gun first. Go ahead, Earl.
And this one is February 21st, 1987. I like this girl already. Legal Secretary Diane Sutter was working late in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, law office when she saw a man walking in the hallway. She placed a handgun on her lap. And when the intruder approached, she told him to leave. I have my support here. The man made some threatening statements, and when he touched her, she fired. The man tried to flee but collapsed in the hallway. The wounded suspect and an accomplice were charged with burglary.
Now, ladies, if the scumbag says something to you, wait. But in this story, she was appropriate.
He waited until he touched her.
He touched her. That's right. All I'm saying is, I mean, you can't just shoot somebody. You can use Penal Code 904. Threat is justifiable for say, hey, I can stop you if you don't comply, but... Just make sure you're in the right.
A warning, though.
You know what it is, Shelby? It's because the legal system is so jacked up. I say what I say for one more bit of information for you to protect yourself, not only physically, but financially and legally. All right, two more stories here. A suspected home invader in Phoenix, Arizona is dead after breaking into a house and threatening the homeowner on Sunday. Well, I should just stop there. Perfect story, right? That evening, the alleged intruder entered the home and began aggressively approaching the homeowner and making threats. The homeowner shot the invader and called police, who arrived to find the intruder deceased inside a bedroom on the third floor of the home. They broke in, went up three stories, and
never came down.
Last
well,
story.
They came down, just not on their own.
Hard on the floor, right?
Somebody helped him down.
The sound of breaking glass in his home one night woke James Siciliano, 80, of Neptune, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Going to the kitchen to investigate. Okay, here, I got a problem already. Going to the kitchen to investigate, Siciliano discovered two men attempting to force open his back door. When he went to go get his shotgun, when he got a shotgun and two burglars saw it, they fled. He should have, like I always say, if you hear something that's not right, get your weapon first. You don't have to use it, but you don't need to go back and get it, okay? So there you go. Hope you learned something from those. Bill Whitmer, Judge Bill Whitmer, Milam County. We have a situation. Sam, let's talk about Sam.
Okay, so Sam Berry, he's a Justice of the Peace for Precinct 2 right here in Milam County. He's been Justice of the Peace, I guess, now for 13 years. He broke his leg December, and they found cancer, and recently, week before last, they had to take his leg. And so there is a benefit tonight at the venue on Main Street right here in Cameron. Starts at 5. I think South 77 Band is playing at 7 or 8, and there's food, all kinds of stuff going on downtown. Please come out and support it. It's a fundraiser for him and his family.
Is there anything about your shirt that they can sell the shirt for fundraising? Is that
I don't know if they're... I think they're supposed to have more shirts. Well, you see it around.
It's people see in Facebook, in case it is available. That
yeah,
is
it's a
shirt.
Black shirt. You can contact, I think, State Farm was... Julie Schulach was selling those. As a fundraiser, I think they're going to have some out there tonight. But there'll be all kinds of items. There's silent auction items. There's,
oh, yeah, I saw the whole post on Facebook of their items. There's huge gift baskets.
Yeah.
There's Yeti coolers. There's all kinds of
It is
of
a ton of stuff that's going to be out there. Folks are donating money and also just, you know, going on past that, keep the Klaus family in your prayers. Officer Klaus was shot and killed 2 days ago here in Cameron, so keep them and their families close to your heart as well.
I knew Josh. Josh was a good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy, really. So
and I'll tell you, one of the worst ways to go is domestic violence. Stupid. Absolutely stupid.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Got a bunch of announcements coming up. See you on the other side.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire.
I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine. Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. Or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out. McGuireTire.com.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Radio program, final segment of the program. Got lots to do in a short period of time, so get your note-taking material ready. Listen fast, write down quickly. Colonel, you have a guest on that wants to make an announcement. Why don't you set us up here and tell us what's going on?
Okay, the Central Texas Tea Party, and I will make the location, and I'll let Davis Ford, the president, make the announcement about the speaker. The location is the Belton VFW. And that's approximately I-35 and Loop 121 down there by the Expo Center. But it's on the southbound access road, which is 2311 South Pearl Street for your GPS. All right, but you have to get off way back up there at 292 to go down the perimeter road to make it there. Davis, are you on? Just a second here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, go ahead. Say it again, Carl.
Okay,
introduce him.
Okay, Davis Ford, Central Texas Tea Party president.
Yes, we are going to have an exceptional speaker for our Tuesday night session this Tuesday at 6:30. And as it's already been said, the VFW, the Belton VFW, which is on the southbound access road going towards the Expo Center. But anyway, it's Teresa Beckmeyer. She has been a long-time activist in the Republican Party. She served as the executive director for the Texas Freedom Caucus. She served as Mitchell County Republican Party chairman. And she's also been on Dan Patrick's grassroots advisory board. And just an absolute wealth of knowledge. She's going to be talking about the World Economic Forum, which we're all so excited about.
No, we're not, but thank you very much. That's great.
Yeah, well, I'm being a little facetious there. But, you will own nothing and you will like it, according to those
That's
people,
right. Klaus Schwab, cue ball.
Yep. So, anyway, she's going to be talking about how seemingly unrelated things all kind of come together when you get the New World Order and all that good stuff going together.
You know, let me make a comment here. You know, some people may think we're wearing tinfoil hats. We're not. This is words from his own lips. Read his own white papers. Look at all the people that are involved with the system, who they are, where they are, and what they do. And it's self-evident. So this is fantastic. Keep going.
Yeah, so Teresa, I've heard this presentation before where she did it in another part of the state, and she just has a phenomenal presentation. And so get there between 6:15, 6:30 at the Belton VFW Tuesday evening, and grab yourself a seat because it's likely going to be a tightly packed room with this kind of powerful speaker.
You need to get her on my. You need to get her on my show.
Need to get her on the show?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can work on that.
All right. Let's get it. Let's get it done.
Some contact. All right. We got another great program going on Monday, the 15th. Now that's Tea Party is the 16th. The 15th, Monday, the Central Texas Republican Women. The meeting is a dinner-lunch meeting. It's the last one of the year, 11 o'clock at the gin. You have to call and get reservations because it is limited seating to about 100 people. All right, the speaker is John Spears, and he's going to be talking about the border. So this all ties together with the open border stuff. We have real problems here. We got people that are interested and activated. So come on and join either one of these, both of them, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
And thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Davis. I'm sorry I cut you off there and then didn't say goodbye.
Okay. Appreciate it, Davis. Thank you very much. All right. Kill that mic. And I've got an announcement here. Look, George from Liquor Depot here in Cameron in the Milan Plaza. George is a great guy. He's one of my sponsors. He's got a great facility there. If you're looking for spirits and beer and all that kind of stuff, he's got everything you can think of. And this is kind of funny. You know, Shelby, you could probably help me out here. Maybe show the bottles here. They always say, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to drink, you should eat. Well, we've solved the problem here. Old Smoky Moonshine at George's Place, Liquor Depot. We've got, read the labels there, Shelby. Here, take a mic. Take a mic and read what the labels are and then show them in the Facebook camera. What do we got?
See, we've got Old Smoky Tennessee Moonshine, Moonshine Pickles.
That looks good. I love pickles, and that just looks like you bought a jar of Vlasic pickles, and you can open it up and eat it, and you hear the crunch and get high as all get out.
But you could send pickles to your friend in jail.
I don't think so. It does say they're 20% alcohol, 40% proof.
40 proof.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we got the pickles. Then what else we got?
Pickles. We've got the moonshine peaches. This is 65 proof.
Whoa. Must be the sugar content.
The peaches.
Wait. Show it up to the camera.
I showed them the one.
All right.
These are something I'm interested in. Pineapple with pina colada.
Oh.
And these are 40 proof.
You just want to get a small fork, cocktail fork, and just pick away at those pineapples, right?
Yeah, that looks really good. And then we've got these
Maraschino cherries.
And they are 100 proof.
ice cream.
I would love to see you eat
cherries
one.
On your ice cream.
I'd eat that whole friggin' jar.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let me read a little bit about Old Smoky Moonshine. Old Smoky Moonshine Distillery, known as the Holler in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, is the most visited distillery in America. The Old Smoky families were among the first to set foot in the Smoky Mountains. In order to survive during tough economic times, the family honed the art of whiskey making in order to survive. When Tennessee state law changed to allow distillation of spirits, Old Smoky showcased the art of Superior Mountain-made moonshine. Old Smoky was the first federally licensed distillery in the history of East Tennessee. Old Smoky moonshine is built from passed-down secrets and traditions. Every ingredient that goes into Old Smoky moonshine is sourced locally. So the pickles, I guess, are local. The pineapple? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, probably.
The pineapple? In Tennessee? I think they're talking about what it takes to make the moonshine. The hickory cane corn is grown in Jefferson County, Tennessee. 100 years ago, this was the only corn grown in the area. The authenticity of this moonshine in flavor and story goes on. Old Smoky Tennessee Moonshine has experienced rapid growth since launching in 2010, fueled by the consumer interest in the non-aged whiskey category. It's now the leading distiller of premium moonshine in USA. So here you got four bottles. If you're looking at the Facebook page, you'll see four bottles, cherries, pineapple, pickles, and peaches. So like they say, don't eat on an empty stomach. Don't drink on an empty stomach. Okay? So if you're going to drink on an empty stomach, make sure you're drinking with either cherries, pineapple, pickles, or peaches. And you can get these and so much more.
I'm not sure that this would really slow down your
inebriation.
But it does make for a good spot.
There you go.
You'd only need one cherry.
Go to Liquor Depot in the Milam Plaza in Cameron, Texas. Tell George or whoever's working there that you heard it here on the radio show. And get yourself some peaches, pickles, pineapple. Say that five times.
Peaches, pineapple, cherry.
Or cherries. In the old moonshine. Is that what it is?
Should last you a good while. Pickle, pickle,
old, yeah, exactly.
Old,
exactly.
Smoky.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, how many bottles of old smoky moonshine would it be? Okay. So
just one, then he'd be drunk.
Woo! All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot going on. Things are happening. It's because of you, the listener, the listening audience, the sponsors who have faith in what I do here, trying to be as true as I can be. And I try to be as true as I can to them. So if you go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page and look at all the sponsors. If you've got something that you need that one of those sponsors can provide, please go to them first. I totally understand if they don't have it, you got to go somewhere else. But go to the local supplier first, because those are the ones who keep the show on the air. And if you like what you're hearing here, it only happens because of them. Without them, I'm out of a job. Okay, so support the sponsors, support the program, tell them you heard it here, let them know their dollars are being spent well. Colonel, you got anything else you want to put out there?
Well, I wish more people had voted than the 3% that turned out for the local elections. The apathy is going to hurt us, so start working. We've got another election coming up. We'll have a constitutional election in November.
I want to mention, too, I've got two more sponsors, two new sponsors. They're great. I've got the El Green Chile. It's at 1010 East 1st in Cameron
meat
here.
It's
a meat market. You go in there. If you're familiar with that location that's across from the Hilltop Cefco, it used to be restaurants. And I'm going to be straightforward and honest. Those restaurants, they crashed.
9 out of 10.
They didn't work at all. It's leadership. Leadership. Success rises or falls on leadership. I know the owner of this business. As soon as you walk in the door, you will notice it's totally different. It's organized. It has what you need. It's.
I got chicken fajita meat from their meat market there, and it was fantastic.
Isn't it great to go to the counter, the meat counter there, under the glass, and get to see what you're picking?
Yeah.
Bacon, pork, steak, fish, and then they got fruits and vegetables. They've got. You can actually go to the right side as you walk in. You can get your breakfast, lunch, or dinner, soups, whatever. All right. Time's running out. Colonel, thank you very much. Bill Whitmire, if you're listening, thank you very much. All my other, Christine Stevenson, thank you very much. Shelby, thank you. Everybody, your listeners, spread the word. Share it with everybody you know. The more we get, the more we can do. Until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.
That'll be hard.